Hello there, it's Christine Closer, and I'm so excited to be with you today for our monthly Diamond Group Coaching Call. It is 12 o'clock noon. We are here live, at least if you're listening live, on Tuesday, September 23rd. And again, if you're here on this call right now, it's because you are one of the Diamond members from this year's Transformational Author Experience. And you're here because I do these calls monthly where I can support you on your journey. You know, it's just really important that we ensure that you have everything that you need to move forward on your path as a transformational author. Now, there are some different things that are happening on today's call, so I just want to make sure that everyone's in the know of what we've got going on. Because as you saw in your emails, this is a doubleheader call today. I guess baseball season's wrapping up around the country with the teams coming into their final games this weekend, playoffs. And we here at the Transformational Author World, I guess, are also doing a doubleheader deal today. And the doubleheader is that today we're going to be doing an hour of regular general Diamond group coaching so that you can either via phone or via webcast ask me your questions and I can give you some feedback on your questions. And I also have with me a dear friend of mine, Katrina Sawa, who is a brilliant business person, brilliant marketing person, and really actually helps people create a passion-driven business that's based on your book. I've known Katrina for years, and she's also going to be here on this call today. Where I'll be doing, Q&A, where she and I will just be talking, and then if we have time, we'll open it for questions as well. And I might have mixed up my time because in my head I had the Diamond Coaching Hour first and Katrina starting at about 1 Eastern. But Katrina, I see you're on the line now. So does this work better for you than an hour later?
It does.
It does. Okay.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I could do it an hour later if you want me to call back in. This is what time you told me, but it's fine.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I emailed 1 o'clock. I might have sent you two different things, but.
I don't know.
Okay. No worries. We're good to go. So what we're going to do, everyone, is we're going to flip it. Since Katrina's here now, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to talk about that exciting topic first on creating a passion-driven business based on your book. And then when we hit the top of the hour, we'll transition things and I'll complete this recording and I'll set up a second recording. So for listening purposes, it'll be it'll be easier to listen for those of you who are on recording. So if you want Q&A first, just listen to the second recording on the recording page. And if you want to hear this session right now with Katrina on creating a passion-driven business based on your book, you'll want to stick around right here. So there'll be two separate hour-long recordings for today. All righty. Oh, the other thing I just wanted to update everybody on, I know some of you have been seeing all the pictures from breakthrough that's been going on, and there was so many amazing things that happened. But as my Diamond members, those two things that I want to make sure that you know. One of them is that the first one just completely zipped out of my mind. I sounded like I knew exactly what I was going to say, didn't I? Hold on, it'll come back. I forgot to turn off my computer volume, and I heard my Skype chirp, and it distracted me. Okay, computer volume turned off. Oh, yes, I wanted to give you a writing contest update first real quick, because yesterday is 4 weeks from the announcement of the writing contest winners. So that's coming up on October 20th. I can officially say less than 4 weeks away now. And I know I've posted this on Facebook a little bit to the groups and stuff, but holy mackerel. I don't know if I can do the contest next year again because it's just so difficult to choose. You guys are amazing. And the caliber and quality of the proposals this year, I don't know how. It keeps getting better. And some of you have been in the contest now for multiple years, and you keep topping yourself. I mean, it's wild what's happening. So I just wanted to give you the update on that. We, you know, things are definitely moving forward. We'll be ready for that announcement on the 20th, but by my goodness, it is not an easy time of having to choose. I will tell you that much right now. The other thing that I wanted to let you all know, because our next Diamond Group coaching call isn't until after the winner announcement on the 20th, and that is one of the biggest breakthroughs that I had personally at my own event, live on stage. Some of you saw in front of 150 people, I was having my own breakthrough. One of the things that I got really clearly and saw in the room so powerfully was how much of a disservice I have been doing by not starting up my own publishing services company, right? Because I help you with your book. I midwife you all the way through it, you know, give you the confidence, the clarity, the courage, help with ideas, moral support, professional support until the manuscript gets done, you know, and I see this kind of equated to a birthing analogy. When the manuscript is done, it's like your water is broken, you know, like manuscript's done. It's just a matter of time until that baby pops out in the world. And right at that critical juncture, I have just been referring you out to other sources or having you fend for yourself to go, you know, find the right designer and find the right editor and, you know, figure out how to get the files to work on CreateSpace and launching the book and all that stuff. And I really saw in the room at Breakthrough how much my community would love for me to be offering those services. So if you weren't on the call that I hosted yesterday for my Breakthrough attendees, I wanted to share it with them first because they were there and helped facilitate that Breakthrough of my own. You, being my Diamond members, I wanted to make sure that you knew as well that I am going to be developing, already developed, took 3 days on retreat last week and pretty much developed Transformation Books Publishing Services to help you with those final pushes. So once the manuscript's done and you want that book to pop out in the world, you know, it's a beautiful quote-unquote baby that it is, I will be offering publishing services to make that a smooth, easy, graceful, and empowering process for you. I've just heard too many challenging stories of people who have really struggled in trying to go it on their own, or, you know, I've heard people pay $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 for publishing services help and ended up with, like, nothing, people just not doing what they said they were going to do. So we are putting this together as we speak. I already have a publishing consultant on board to talk with anyone who's interested in the services, and I'm just sharing that now with you because post-contest, after the announcements are made, Balboa Press will more than likely be reaching out to those of you who entered the contest but didn't win one of their packages to discuss their publishing services options. And, you know, it makes no difference to me who you go with. If Balboa is the right fit and you want that, you know, connection to Hay House, then Balboa is the right company for you. You know, but I wanted you to know before the contest announcement that there is another option for you, one that is, you know, very close and safe, who's been, you know, helping authors for 10 years in the birthing, if you will, the birthing of their books. So if you think that you might be interested in learning more about our publishing services and chatting with my publishing consultant, Tammy, about that, you can just go to transformationbooks.com. Again, it's transformationbooks.com. This just evolved really last week, so there's no fancy website. It's just a simple form you can fill out so that Tammy knows to, you know, set up some time to chat with you on the phone and find out about your project and what your needs are and what your timeline is and all of that stuff. So I did want to make sure that you knew about that as an option so that when Balboa contacts you, at least if you were in the contest the end of next month, you know that there are options available. And I'm just thinking it might be really beneficial for me to actually host a call about my publishing services for you guys. Hold on, I need to write that down. publishing services call. In mid-October. Okay, so you'll hear more then. Maybe I'll do it mid-month so you can get questions answered by my company before you start talking with Balboa, so you can compare apples to apples and see what's really the right fit for you. And again, we're only two of a gazillion publishing service options, but I just wanted you to know that I am going to be providing that for you and hopefully making the transition from finished manuscript to printed book a nice, smooth, easy one for you. All right, so I think that's probably everything that I wanted to share in terms of logistics and things like that. So let me go ahead and introduce you to my friend Katrina. Before we get started on the regular Diamond group coaching, Katrina is going to be talking here first. And one of the things that I just want you to kind of keep in the back of your mind is that Katrina knows this stuff like the back of her hand. Some of it, for some of you, is going to feel like it's something for a little bit further down the road. Like right now, as you're writing, for some of you, you're going to be like, what? Like, I can't think about that yet. That's completely and totally fine. But I just want you to listen with that filing cabinet of your mind open so that when the time comes, if you're one of those authors who wants to build a passion-driven business that is based on the work in your book, you'll want to be able to pull this from your filing cabinet. And, of course, you'll have the replay to reference as well in the future. But just be mindful. Like, if you feel yourself getting overwhelmed, just remember, I don't have to do this all right now, but there's going to come a time where you're probably going to want to do some of what you're going to hear her talk about. So let me introduce you to Katrina Sawa. She's an award-winning international book coach. She's also an author and a pretty high in demand speaker. She's known as being the Jumpstart Your Biz Coach because she literally kind of does that little kick in the pants to help her clients and their businesses shift into high gear and do it quickly. She's a get it done kind of gal. She's the founder and CEO of K Sawa Marketing and the creator of the Jumpstart Your Marketing and Sales System. She has another program called the Jumpstart Your Business in 90 Days System, and the book she's most recently authored is Love Yourself Successful. She's been a guest on the Law of Attraction radio show on the Oprah and Friends radio network, as well as on ABC, the CW, and various print and online publications. She built the foundation for a highly successful coaching business 12 years ago on nothing but networking and follow-up. And then less than 9 years ago, Katrina transformed her local hourly consulting clients into an international coaching events and products company that it is today. So she's leveraged her business and her speaking career and even more after publishing her first very own book. So Katrina is someone, I mean, that's the part of the official stuff. There's more like official stuff about Katrina. But I still remember I met Katrina back in 2006, I believe it was, right after my daughter was born. And she and I, for 2 years, was it 2 years, Katrina, that we participated in a mastermind together?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We, for 2 years, were in a mastermind with a coach. And the two of us, you know, three times a year, we'd be out, we'd go to these events. And we even stayed in touch and kept some masterminding going even after the official group ended. And, you know, out of all the people in the group, I think Katrina's the one that I've just stayed the most connected with, the one that, you know, just really puts a relationship first and marketing second. And I just, like, her spirit, her light, her passion, her love. She's just a really amazing, amazing person who, you know, it's a joy to be able to call not just a colleague, but also a friend. So welcome, Kat. I'm glad you're here.
You're making me tear up. Oh. I swear, every time I get around you when I come to your events, I remember coming to 2009, the Freedom Formula that you had. That's when I proclaimed that I would be writing a book and having a live event, and that was exciting but scary all at the same time. But your energy in that room is what helped me, so...
I just did that 10 days ago for another 150 people at my Transformational Author Breakthrough, some of whom are on the line. And
I know. I wanted to come.
Yeah.
My honey's not doing well, so I'm not traveling this last couple months. So I'm so bummed I missed it because your events are awesome.
Well, maybe next year.
Well, thank you for having me, and thanks for listening to me first and then doing the Q&A, you guys, and I appreciate you being here. I know that you're probably at all different levels.
Can I just say real quick here, because Jennifer just typed in a question. Jennifer's out in Nevada City.
Uh-huh.
She's like, can we ask questions to Katrina, too, or just listen to her? No,
yeah.
Jennifer, anyone else, you can send your questions on the Q&A if you have questions for Katrina around building a business, you know, based on your book and you're on the phone, you'll hit *2 to ask a Katrina a question, or just type it into the webcast. But, of course, I mean, she's here in service to you. She's also got some, like, amazing bonuses she's put together because of the relationship that we have. And, you know, the level of stepping up you did in your own life and for yourself in your book with the Diamond Pass. So if you're on the webcast, you can see a link to that, but Katrina will also talk about it a bit later, I'm sure. So, yeah,
yes,
I'll
I'm not selling anything. I'm not selling anything.
You were,
I'm giving
I know.
You today.
She's not selling anything.
Oh, God,
a link.
No sales pitch.
Nope. Just some great resources for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
so go on. I know you're talking about just sort of
laying
the
groundwork. Well, yeah, and this is a conversation because you know who's in this group. I don't know who of you. I probably know some of you probably, you know, but it's hard to say when you're all on mute. So, but I was just at a writer's group the other night locally here. I'm in Northern California and went to a writer's group because one of my friends who's an author was speaking, and she was hilarious. She wrote a series of books, Dying for a Date, Dying for a Dance, and Dying for a Daiquiri. Love her. Anyway, she's so funny. They're mystery humor things, and you can imagine for an hour she was just having us. I was so engaged with her. It was amazing. Usually I'm bored silly with some speakers, you know, like sometimes you just listen to speakers and you're like, oh my God, who can I text, right? But no, I was so engaged. Please, I hope that's not you during my talk today too. Please ask lots of questions. I hope to God you're not going to be bored. But I noticed that this writer's group, and it was just a smaller group, but there was so many people in different aspects. Some people had jobs. Some people had businesses. Some people didn't work at all, and they were stay-at-home moms. Everybody wanted to write, though, something, whether it was a blog or an ebook or an actual book, whether it was fiction or nonfiction. They all had some passion, and they weren't all ready. I'm actually speaking at that group next month, and so I was trying to feel out, you know, are they ready for this? Are they ready for me yet? And I think it's important to think about what's next even before your book is done, in my opinion, because, you know, you're not just writing a book to get the message out, hopefully. You hopefully want to sell the book and make a little bit of money, even though, you know, typically – we don't make a whole lot of money as authors. You can if you're a big name and you write a lot of books and you become really popular as an author. But a lot of us that have books people that I know, we use them as big business cards, right, or marketing tools to get people into other programs, products, and services that we offer. So, you know, you probably want to be thinking a little bit about what else is possible. What else could you do with the messages and the content that you're so passionately writing right now for the book that you're writing or whatever it is. So there's so many things you can do now to prepare yourself to sell more books and also sell other things. And it doesn't have to take a lot of time. So I want to walk you through just a couple ideas today to get started thinking about that. And a couple of things to think of before you go to print in your book. And a lot of these are things that Christina will probably tell you because she's the one that told me. But I, now that I have a book, I mean, I went through her Get Your Book Done program myself, you guys, back in, I don't know what year it was, when you first started it or something. And
well, 2007 was the first group.
Yeah.
I don't think you were the first. Were you in? I don't think you were in the early group.
I don't think I did the first group. But the second group, I don't know. I have the program somehow or another, and I worked through it, and you helped me. And the main thing I remembered, let me just back up a little bit, with the 2 years that we were together in mastermind groups is I was the do-it girl. I just wanted someone to tell me what to do to make more money and grow my business and get stuff done, and what do I need to do? And Christine, do you want to tell them what you told me over and over and over and over and over and over and over? Or do you remember?
What did I tell you over and over? Probably something about that it had to do with being more than doing.
Yes. You said, just be. And I said, just be what? I'm all, just be love, be. And I'm like, no, just tell me what to do. I don't have time to be. Just tell me what to do. I have you know, I work in a little bit more being these days into my daily routine. It's very important. To stay grounded.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know. And I have to remind myself constantly, too. So the doing is important. I'm really good with the doing. So I'm not going to talk about the being. Christina's fat. I want to talk about some of the to-doing things that you might think about. So a couple of the things I noticed when I wrote my book and what a big difference it made is to have some kind of call to action throughout the book that would drive people to a web page where you could get them on an email list. Okay, so you want to work that into your book somehow while you're writing it. So I developed more like just a resources page for my book. So anybody who buys the book, there's a special link inside the book that you can't find if you just go to my website that has extra. Then there's free videos and audios and things like that that you can download or listen to without having to opt in. So the publisher that I used recommended that I don't make people opt in for everything, that I give some people some freebies without having to opt in from the book, and then give extra things that they would then opt in for. So that's one of the main things. So at the end of every chapter, I did a call to action step. Like it might be, okay, now take out your journal and go journal about this, or it might be, go download this resource on the resources page, and here's the link again, right? So try to figure out how to drive them in. This is if you really want to build a business, because building a list of people that are going to follow you, follow what you're doing, and like and connect and trust with what you're doing and your message is really important to start doing now, okay? So when I was even writing my book, I was actually in the editing process and in the cover design process. So I had finished the manuscript, but I was in the editing and cover design, which seemed to take a lifetime for me. I don't know about you guys, but when I finally wrote the manuscript, I wrote my book in 4 days, 2 weekends in a row, over the spring of 2012, I think. And because it finally just downloaded, you know, that just I couldn't force it to come out. It just kind of had to wait for it to download, and it downloaded, and mm-hmm. I spent 2 weekends just writing, and then it was done. As far as I was concerned, I didn't want to look at it again. I didn't want to read it. I didn't want to look at it. I didn't want to edit it. Maybe some of you feel this way. I don't know, or maybe you're not there yet. But I sent it off to the editors, right, and then it comes back a month later or something like that with, like, every single line had some kind of edit on it. I'm like, I was in complete overwhelm, and I shut it down, and I closed it for, like, 2 months. I couldn't look at it because I didn't want to go through the proofing of the edits. That's just my story but about the book and how it took a little bit longer than most people, I think, because I was done with it. I didn't want to do that stuff. I don't know if you come across that, Christine, or I'm digressing.
Yeah, there are some people who they finish the whole book, and then they get into the editing, And yeah, it's like they don't want to look, they don't want to do it, they don't want to read it again. And a lot of people, by the time the book actually comes out, I mean, you've read your own book, you know, 20 times over by the time it comes out. And sometimes, like, okay, just be done with it. But, you know,
yeah,
it's like pushing that baby until you can hold it in your hands. Editing, for a lot of people, can be the pushing part.
Yeah. So yeah, it was an interesting experience. And then, of course, I went through about 28 different cover designs and 2 cover designers, and oh, my gosh. So good luck to you on your book writing process. It can be so much simpler than what I went through, I'm sure, especially when you have Christine to hold your hand through the way. She wasn't there during that process.
I
she
wasn't.
Was. I could call you.
You know what?
But you weren't like.
Yes. I wasn't doing it. Yeah.
I could have used you.
I'm a slow learner. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The person that I was using for publishing didn't want to do any kind of book coaching. And I figured, well, I already got the book coaching. I don't need that. But I needed the whole hand-holding through that process. Anyways, so what else I learned was the back cover copy was really important, and I think you probably mentioned that. That's one of the things that was probably the hardest thing, is to really figure out what your book's about. When people ask you, what's your book about? And then you go off for 10 minutes explaining the book, what the book's about, right? You need to be able to do it in 2 or 3 minutes or less. And especially if you're going to get on TV. I've been on TV now with my book for publicity, and you don't have 10 minutes on TV. Usually you have like 3 minutes.
If you're lucky. Yeah.
Exactly. So you do want to figure out who it's for, obviously, and all that. So in doing that, though, hopefully you can maybe define a bigger vision for yourself. So some of you are probably already in business, and you probably already are thinking, well, of course I'm going to use this for a marketing tool, and I'm going to have it funnel into my coaching program and my this program or my this product and my live event or whatever. And if you've got all that figured out, fantastic. There's a few things that you might still do now. Like, I started the website for my book in the editing process about 6 months before it actually came out in print. Now, I didn't think it would be 6 months before it came out in print. I just thought it would be a couple months, but then because I closed my eyes on the editing and it took so long with the cover design, that it ended up being 6 months before I put the interest page up, the opt-in interest page for my book, to when it was in print. And so I was actually pre-selling the book for 6 months. And I kept having to communicate with the people that bought, right, and saying, oh, you know, here it's coming, and here's a little snippet of it, or I'd give them a little freebie here, a little taste here, to keep them, you know, coming, or keep them realizing that it's coming, and you know, and I think only one person out of a few hundred cared about their $15 and was wondering where my book was. So I don't think it made that big of a difference that it took so long, because most of them probably had never birthed a book, so they didn't realize, you know, and I was talking to them about the tormenting process. Anyways, so figuring out some kind of web platform for yourself, I think, is one thing you want to do ahead of time. And you may not be ready to totally turn on the marketing hose yet and sell a bunch of books, because it's not even done yet, right? But you can, if you can get that concept, like the back cover copy concept of who your book is for, what they're going to experience after reading it, and what it's about, and then that goes on your interest page or your opt-in list, you know, and you could just start out with an opt-in page, a landing page that says, you know, I have my book is coming out soon, and it's going to be about this, and it's for these types of people who want this kind of an experience. Enter your name and email if you want to hear more about it when it comes out, right? You can say something as simple as that.
Yeah. Hold on for just one quick sec. For those of you who are like, oh, my gosh, website, and there's been some talk on the breakthrough page, people overwhelmed with websites. One of the things we'll be doing in the publishing services company is we will be doing author websites. So if you need a website, I've got my team who's putting together different programs to actually create author websites for you, so that doesn't have to be anything that's distracting you. So what Katrina is saying about a simple landing page, an opt-in box, if you just felt yourself go, what? Like, how do I even do that? Just know that it's not, that part isn't ready yet, but on my end, We're working on putting together just some simple author website packages so that it can be easy and it can be done to the caliber that you used to, you know, expecting and receiving from me and my company. So you can let that part of your brain just kind of quiet down. It's going to be okay. We'll be able to help you with the website part. So now you can hear more of what Kat has to say about website stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, you definitely, first of all, your website will become your biggest marketing tool if it's not already, okay? Whether you just have the book for sale and that's all you do and maybe you become a speaker about your book, your website is one of your most important marketing tools besides yourself. It's going to be very crucial. So from the get-go, I think you just want to wrap your head around and get the right mindset, get in the right frame of mind around investing in a web in your website forever. Okay, so I think my website is probably one of the things I spend the most money on every single year in my business is updates for my website and new pages and new designs or new whatever. And I pay my assistant to do that or my web techie people. I have a whole website and techie development team too because I was coming across so many clients who had horrible websites or needed a website, and there's a lot of web designers out there that are not sales and marketing oriented. And they're making great designers, and they might their websites might look good, but you don't want big flashy photos all over the front page of your website. You might be attracted to that as a consumer, but as a marketer of your book and anything else you're doing in your business, that detracts from people getting on your email list. So you want a sales and marketing strategy around what you're going to do with your web presence. And then you want a good graphic designer slash website and SEO person to be able to implement that strategy into a website. So in my mind, there's two different people for your website. You don't just go straight to a website if you don't know what you're doing because then you won't get what you need. You want someone to help you with strategy, and then that person doesn't have to build your website, but that person you would then take those ideas, what you learned from the strategy and what you need on the different pages and things like that. Eventually, you'll want a multiple-page website, eventually. You don't have to start with that. You can start with an interest page and an opt-in that somebody else will build for you. Okay, opt-in boxes are not easy to build. And if you go try to do this all yourself, you will be way overwhelmed. Most of you are probably not web designers. So you don't need to go take a class on web design. You don't need to spend your money there. I would rather see you spend your money on a web designer or web strategist in order to get what you need because you'll get a lot of more of what you need faster, that's all. And you'll do less website changes in the future.
Yep.
So
and I just want to
overwhelmed with that, but
yeah. It will push some of you to get that website up and, you know, coordinate with the book and all that stuff. It will push some of you out of your comfort zone, okay? But, like, the best things happen outside of our comfort zone. So there's nothing so horrible about that. And if you just want some inspiration a little bit for what Kat's talking about in terms of, you know, the book and the importance of being able to give a link where people can go and learn more about you, is if any of you have copies, especially of the more recent of my Pebbles in the Pond book series, at the end of each chapter, like there's a 75-word bio, and most of the authors have a link to a site. And the vast majority of those authors didn't have a website before they came into my Master Heart and were getting published in Pebbles in the Pond. And as a result of just them doing the work, you know, to have the website up just off a 75-word bio at the back of their chapter in the wave 3 of Pebbles, they ended up, many of them, getting contacts from all around the world. People actually reading the book, going to the chapter, following up on the website. There was like this party on our private Facebook page, like, oh my gosh, I just got contacted by someone in, you know, South America, or someone has contacted me, because we sold a couple thousand copies of the book in the first 24 hours, so the word was out. But it was so exciting for them to see the connection from the book, not just to the web page, but to an opt-in box that developed a relationship where they were getting personal emails from people asking them about their services because of their 1,500-word chapter and a 75-word bio with a link to their author website. So what Katrina is talking about is so true, and it's like it's a huge shift for so many people when they make that connection and see, oh, the book does this, and it brings into the website, and the website offers this, and this is how it's going to move people into my, you know, list so I can build a relationship with them. Again, that's only for those of you who really want to build a business and want a website. Some of you don't. I understand that, and it's fine. But for those of you who do, when you see this and, like, you get that first contact from your, you know, book website, it's definitely cause for celebration, as I experienced with a few dozen of my clients in June. So just a little inspiration for you to realize how powerful what Kat's talking about is.
And one thing, too, I will add is a lot of times people think, and this happened in the writers group, it was a question, that they'll, when their book's done, they'll just put it on Amazon and Kindle and all these other places, and they'll sell it for 99 cents or $3.99 or, you know, even full price on Amazon at $15.99 or whatever it is, and they'll make money that way. But I can tell you from, and I don't know about you, Christine, but my commission checks from Amazon are like $11. And like, so, I mean, I make a heck of a lot more money selling my own books at events and speaking gigs than relying on Amazon to sell them, frankly. And and it's not about the money. I want to get it in the hands of more people because my book, Love Yourself Successful, is about transforming in your whole life and not settling in your personal life, and it's not letting your personal life affect your business and all kinds of different stuff with your own confidence and mindset. And it needs, more people need it because like 60 to 70% of my clients actually need that. That's why I wrote the book. And that's why I didn't write the Jumpstart Your Marketing book first. I wrote the Love Yourself Successful book because that was the stumbling block and the mindset shifts people needed in order to actually build a business and do the marketing and make more money and raise their rates and charge what they're worth and all that. So anyways, the website thing you can take as you go, but just heed my advice and don't try to do that yourself. Put some money in the budget for getting it done professionally, and you can start slow. You know, I don't know how much her package is going to be, but don't spend more than like $1,500 really on your first website, in my opinion. No offense. If yours is more, I don't know. But like, because you're going to evolve. One of the biggest things I see in the first year of someone in their business is you're going to evolve tremendously. So whatever you think you're selling or doing today or when you launch your book, okay, it makes sense for me to do this group program now around the 7 steps that I teach or 7 principles I teach in my book. So I'm going to teach this group program around the 7 principles. And that's a fantastic idea. Once you teach it once or do it a couple times or you go one-on-one with somebody with those 7 principles, you might find out that there's actually 8 principles. Or you might find out that 2 of them can be merged and you really only have 6. Or you might find out from one of those principles you have a whole nother program. Okay? And that whole nother program is really what you want to be doing. And I'm telling you this from experience because, you know, the marketing stuff is what I started out doing, but now it's so much more than marketing. And I've evolved so much more. And now I talk about love and money and just everything in your business and not just marketing. And some people just think of me as marketing, and I'm everything about your business and how it all flows together to make a smooth-running, money-making business doing what you love. Right, so I've been doing this for 12 years, and I can't even tell you how many times I've evolved my concepts, what I'm thinking, what I'm selling, who I'm really serving, and the ideal client. It's morphed even. So be open to evolution. Be open to the evolution of your ideas, your concepts, what you think you're going to be selling or doing or whatever. Be open to the idea that maybe in 2 years you will want to run a business. So I would highly recommend you start building a list now. Trust me, I'd rather have you say, no, I'm not going to sell anything. I'm just going to start talking to these people and, you know, sending them information every month or so or every couple months. That's fine, but start building a list. Because when you do, because a lot of you will change your mind in a year, 2 years, 3 years, and you'll say, you know what? I do want to write another book. I do want to make money at this. I do. This is my passion. I do want to leave my job and go start a business. I do want to have a more freedom life. I want to travel all over the country and speak. You might change your mind. So prepare for changing your mind now by building a list. Trust me. If you don't do anything with them, that's okay. But if you want to do something with them later and you don't have the list, you are floating in an ocean by yourself on a dinghy, right? And nobody knows about you, and nobody's listening to you, and nobody's watching you, and there's nobody to buy anything from you because you don't have a list, right?
Yes. And I just want to add here to the importance of this. Again, and this is for those of you who feel like, yeah, I am going to want to stay in communication with my people. And even those of you, as Kat's saying, you know, some of you right now are like, nope, not for me. I just need to write this book and get it out. And if one person reads it, I'm happy. But you never know how things are going to evolve. I mean, I started my list in an Outlook group back in 2000, so 14 years ago. There are people now who have been on my list through those entire 14 years who have seen me evolve through, I don't know, 6-7 different evolutions of Christine during that time. And they connected with me then when I didn't know what I was doing and I didn't even have an opt-in box. I think I might have had a domain, but it was in my, like I said, in my Outlook groups. And I had to figure out how to do Outlook groups. I mean, I was copying and pasting email addresses into BCC people to email when I first started. And,
yes,
you know,
don't do
those
that,
people.
Some people do that today.
Yeah, don't do that. I'm not recommending that. And there's great services now. You can, you know, get set up for
That's
free.
That's illegal
like,
now.
You know,
it's bad.
Yeah, it is. But 14 years later, there are people who are still on the list because they resonated with me. And they've, you know, they've stuck around, they've evolved through all of the changes and all of the evolution, and they still, they want what I'm doing now because they just want a little bit of Christine. And your readers are probably going to have the same experience as you. Not all of them, but some of them, you know, they'll read your book next year, later this year when it comes out, whenever. And, you, I mean, you could be sitting there 14 years later with almost a very new people on your list, and you've evolved into something completely new, and they're still with you. Like, they still want to know what's going on. They still want to come to your event. They still want to do this next training or hear about what you're doing or, you know, just get on the phone and do some coaching sessions or something. You just don't know. So it's a good point you're making here, Kat.
So, yeah, let's talk a little bit about, so I do have like a 5 steps to creating your freedom-based money-making business model, business out of your, from your book. We've kind of gone all over them, but out of order and all that stuff. It doesn't matter what order, really. But just so you have something to write down, and this, I'm giving you an ebook and an audio that talks about this, okay? So you get complete access to an ebook where I go into depth. And then a whole entire audio training on this in depth. So I'm just going to give it to you briefly, but define your vision, right? Where does your vision today? Okay, what is your vision today? What do you try to think a little bit, maybe a little bit bigger? You know, do you just want to sell a couple dozen books? Do you want to sell a couple hundred thousand books? You know, you don't have to know how it's going to be accomplished, but where do you want your book to be? Do you want to write additional books? And especially if you want to write additional books, you need to have a following, most likely, okay? So that the people that already love you and read your first book will read your second book, right? So there are some things to set up. So defining your vision is step number one. Number two is choosing your business models of what you're going to sell. So I always, when I have a new client, I always, you know, what are you selling? Is one of my questions. People, that's the question I ask them because I just want to know the nuts and bolts of what they're selling, not how they're going to sell me if I was a prospect. So are you going to sell a teleclass series? Are you going to sell a webinar series? Are you going to sell a video series? Are you going to sell a live event? Are you going to sell one-on-one coaching? Do you want to have a membership model? There's a lot of different business models out there to choose from. And I'm not the kind of person who will say, well, you got to do it this one way because that's the only way it works to make money. And I don't believe in that. I believe that there's a buffet of business models, and I like to throw the buffet out. And then we brainstorm usually together on some things you want to consider as your personality. Okay. Now, a lot of these you might still have to jump out of your comfort zone a little bit. I mean, I don't think I've ever been completely comfortable in 12 years of running my business. So just get rid of the idea that you're going to be comfortable. Okay. You're just going to be uncomfortable the whole way, or you're really not an entrepreneur in business because you're doing nothing to go outside the comfort zone. So do a little bit outside your comfort zone. As far as choosing your models, these are really easy. If, you know, I did my live event before I wrote the book, okay? Like I thought that planning the live event would spark what I'm going to write in the book. And then I thought, okay, well, I haven't read the book yet. Here's the live event. So I thought, well, I'll do the live event. And I have content that I, you know, discovered for that. And I thought, well, out of the content I did for the live event, then, of course, the book will come. Nope, didn't happen. It took another year or two. You know what I had to do? I had to go through a love relationship, and I had to get my heart broken in order to write the stupid book. Okay? So, like, it was very annoying that I had to do that. But it was a great process because it changed me, in which it changed the book. Anyways, my point is that I did the live event before I wrote the book. So, you know, don't think, well, you have to put everything off until you write the book. You don't. You can be doing these other things to help you pull the content if you want to. So my live event, I did create the 7-step love and money business model, right, which I talk about a little bit in the book, but it's actually not the concept of the book. And it's the funnel of the book, though. So from the book, there's a 3-part teleseries for $97. Then from the 3-part teleseries, you get into the home study of that event, the Love and Money Business Home Study, and that's like a $697 purchase. I'm just telling you what we call the funnel of what we sell, our product funnel. And so you have your $20 book. You might have a 1-hour coaching session for $97 or something. You might have a teleseries for $50 to $150. You might have a membership model, which I'm launching my Love and Money Club, actually, the end of this year, or by February at least. And that's, you know, a few hundred dollars, which includes tickets to events and all that stuff. But so you could have a membership model. You could have a live event. You could have virtual events are actually the easiest thing to put on, in my opinion, because honestly, I mean, I do a mastermind program kind of like Christine's doing with you guys, and I just get on the phone every other week and talk to my group and, okay, what are you having challenge with? Okay, this is what you do for that. Okay, what are you having challenge with? Okay, this is what you do for that. It's super simple. And if you haven't coached before or mentored before, you probably have. You just haven't gotten paid for it or called it that. You've probably given advice on the thing that you're writing the book about before many times, and you just don't consider it coaching or something that you could actually charge money for. And let me just tell you something that I told one of my clients one time. I tell a lot more clients now when I figured out how powerful this was. But she came to my house for a half-day one-on-one mini mastermind thing, and she wanted to start speaking and wasn't sure how to charge for speaking and all this. And we were talking about her coaching program, what she was going to sell from speaking. And I said, well, how much are you charging for that? And she's like, I'm not charging for that. It just comes so easy to me to share this. She's more like a spiritual coach. And so she felt like she would just inspire people, kind of like what Christine does, right? Sometimes it's just that the words that she says that just makes you feel yummy and makes you feel confident and you could conquer the world or accomplish anything. And some people don't feel that that's of value, like that they could get paid for. So this client didn't feel like she should get paid for that, because it just came so easy for her to share that kind of support and motivation and inspiration. And I said, you know what? The thing that comes easiest for you is your genius and what you should charge the most for. The thing that comes easiest to you is your genius and what you should be charging the most money for.
I hope you all wrote that down. Can you say that?
Yeah.
Can you say that one more time? Because
the
I feel
thing,
like some of you need that on a sticky note. Stick it in front of your computer, on your bathroom mirror. This is one of those.
I wrote it on an 8.5 by 11 paper in a big felt pen for her, and made her take it home and stick it on her wall by her computer. But I put it on 8.5. The thing that comes easiest to you is your genius and the thing you should be charging the most money for. And somebody said this the other day, too. Last night I was at a networking event for my speakers meeting that I run. And she said, well, you know, I've taken all these workshops and I've learned from all these other people and I've read all these books and when I speak to people, I teach them those concepts and this concept and that concept, and I don't feel like I should be charging for that. Well, you know, you've compiled all this information, and what I told her is I'll just take everything you know and put it into Karen's 7-step system. And you can still give the examples and give the credit to people that you've learned from along the way, but people want to buy Karen's system. They like and trust and connect with you. You have something to offer. You just need to repackage what it is you know and have learned and you believe in, and you repackage it into your own thing. I'm not telling you to go copy someone's stuff. I'm telling you to compile and package what your thing is, right? And then that's probably going to be what you're teaching in your book, if you have more of a book like that. That's probably going to be the grounds for your program, product, or service that you might develop as a byproduct of your book and in your product funnel. So just think outside the box a little bit. A lot of you that think, well, I'm not going to run a business, I'm just going to have this book and get it out, it may be because you don't have the confidence to know that you're worth paying for, or that you have information people need and want, and that you can package that into something marketable and sellable. So you just don't know what you don't know, most likely, which is why I'm suggesting that a lot of you will change your mind in a couple years. If you decide today you don't want to run a business, in a couple of years, after you listen to speaker after speaker and more authors, and you see people doing things with their book, and you most likely will probably change your mind at some point. So be prepared for that now, is all I'm saying, with a little bit of business setup, okay, so that you're doing things the smart way and not just haphazardly selling books randomly, okay? You don't have to spend a lot of money or hire a lot of people, but you getting some. So step number 3 is really basic business setup. What do you need to get started? Okay. You need at least an opt-in page for an interest list to get people on an email list. You might need a pre-sale page for your book so you could sell it yourself, which means you're going to have to figure out how to take credit cards. Now, you can use PayPal in the beginning, but to run a really successful, profitable business, I don't recommend PayPal as a long-term solution, okay, on your website. But you don't have to worry about that right now. That's the easiest way to take credit cards, is just plug a PayPal button on your webpage, okay? But if you want to build a business, then a shopping cart is where you really want to be, okay? But we're not going to get into that. But then you want some kind of email marketing program, like Constant Contact or AWeber, or iContact or MailChimp. One of those are good. Unless you do the shopping cart, then you don't need those, because the shopping cart, you would do the email in the shopping cart. Okay? And you need a business card or a postcard or a book mark, or one of the two or three of those. Right? So you have something to pass out when you're at events. One of the things I do on the back of my business card, so I have on the front of my business card, I highly recommend you put your picture. Please put your picture on your cards. And please put your full contact information. full contact. Get a P.O. box if you have to, or mailbox, et cetera. I really do recommend more than just email and phone number. You just look more professional. You look more trustworthy when you have full contact information. When people, when we know where you live, not necessarily where you live, like your house, but like the city, state, I mean, you're just more credible. Same thing goes to put that on your website as well.
Yeah, real true. And before then, I move forward with anything else, there's just a couple questions coming in here. Someone had a question about explaining what an opt-in page is. So I'm going to actually use an example that you had to have experienced to be here on the phone call with me right now. If you remember back in May, some random, or for some of you it felt random, other of you were waiting for it, but an email showed up in your inbox telling you about Christine Closer's transformational author experience. And you were given a link to go to a page. On that page, there was really nothing you could do except learn about the training and sign up to participate for free. That any page that asks for a name and an email address, some people are also asking for mobile phone numbers who are doing, you know, text messaging things, but typically it's a name and an email, sometimes just an email, and it's a page where you're going to exchange your information for something of value. Now, the reason why I got 18,000 plus people in the transformational author experience is because the training you got from 20 top leaders around the world was well worth the price of a name and an email, right? So for you, when you're looking at your own opt-in page, what you're looking to do is create something of value to your reader. Like, and one of Katrina's examples, which is awesome, and certainly I've done this, did this with my book, The Freedom Formula, is right inside the book, you actually give people a link to go to a page where they can get resources and help or additional training that's going to deepen their experience of the book. Like, you don't want to have the book be about, I'm just using an example, basket weaving, and then send them to an opt-in page where they're going to learn about how to perform better on the tennis court. Like, you need to make sure that there's a connection between where they're, like, if the book is what's leading them to the opt-in page, then the opt-in page needs to feel like a natural next step that's going to support them. And with the book, it's easy because you're just providing additional resource of some sort that's going to help them with the book. Like, with my book, The Freedom Formula, I specifically created an action guide. So when you read The Freedom Formula, you go to a website and you get an action guide. I'm not the best example right now because we have some difficulty with the site, and right now it's just you go to the document without having to opt in. Don't do that. We're working on getting that site back up and running and fixed and all that. But the most important thing to understand is that there needs to be a natural link where people feel like they're going to opt in for something that's going to serve them even more. So that's what an opt-in box is. I just want to make sure. And I don't know about your thoughts on this, Katrina, but someone else is asking, you know, they have the actual domain, like they bought the URL, but there's nothing on it yet. Like, I know for me, when I have a new site, the first thing that I do is look at site architecture. Like, what are the tabs that I need on that site? That's, I feel, a really good place to start. There's a home page. There's a, you know, about the book page. There's an about the author page or whatever it may be. Do you have any other suggestions as to first step aside from, like I said, for me, I like to figure out what the tabs are going to be and then populate them with content. But what's your first step for that?
Yeah, well, since we do web design, some of the first things I recommend, the first things you need to do when you go to a web designer is they're going to want to design the look and feel, what I call the look and feel of your website. Okay, so if you guys are online or if you can get online, I was just pulling up your own website, Christine. So if you go to christinecloser.com, right, I have my website too, and I don't know if you have that link working where we can send them there. But
Yeah. Like the bonus link?
Yeah, because we can send them there.
Yeah,
and I'll show you some different things on my page too.
Okay, yeah. It's just christinecloser.com. And again, it's C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, Closer, K-L-O-S, like Sam, E-R.com, / Katrina, K-A-T-R-I-N-A. So K-A-T-R-I-N-A.
Okay.
And there's a cast page.
Yeah, so pull up both websites, though. So if you go to Christine's website, and you see it's all purple, right? So the header where her picture is, there's an opt-in box in the header and a video link. Or no, that's just a picture of the video so that you're going to get. So her opt-in box is actually in the header of her website. So in order for the web designer to even get started on your website, you need to know what you're giving away in your opt-in box, if it's going to be in your header. And it should be either in your header or in the side column, like where Christine has testimonials. That's where your opt-in box needs to be. Okay, it needs to be above the fold. So we need to be able to see it immediately when you come to your site without having to scroll down. Okay, so a lot of times people will put their opt-in box below what we call the fold, which means we have to scroll to see it. That's not good. Okay, so it needs to be in the header or the immediate top column, either left or right or whatever you're using. So that's what she's doing on her site. So the designer needs to know, they're looking at the look and feel of your site first. They worry about the color scheme, what you're going to say in your header, what words you're going to use, what pictures we need, and how to design the side column. Because the side column is stuff that's not that easily changeable. Everything in the middle of the page on WordPress websites is super easy to change yourself. Okay, so we build everything on WordPress, and I think you do too, because it's just super user-friendly. And once the shell, what I call the shell of the website, is built, then you can just add a page with a click of a button. Click and add a page, click and add a page, and then fill it with content in the inside copy or inside area of the page. And it's super simple once you get the hang of it. It's not that difficult, whether you're techie or not. Trust me, it's like a Word document in there. Okay? So the shell, the header and the column area and the background colors or images is what the designer will be doing first. So you have to figure out what goes in those areas first. Then once they figure out the shell, then you might also have a page that doesn't have a column. So that's a different template. It's a template without a column. And that's more of like a landing page where you would put your sales pages and things like that. So now if you go to christinecloser.com/Katrina with a K, like the hurricane, that's the actual page that I'm giving to you guys. This is a private page that for downloads. So there are free links and downloads on this page. So don't lose this page. Write this down, christinecloser.com/Katrina, so you can always access. There's actually, I don't know if you remember, Christine, but I gave two bonus interviews on here. One is me interviewing you, how to put soul in your business and money in your bank. And one is you interviewing me on an older transformational author experience. So there's two interviews of her and I again, if you like the banter back and forth, and listen to those. But there's the audio training where it says listen to first. Totally go listen to that. Seriously, it's a great training. And then there's the ebook that goes with it and the transcripts and a little bit more. And you can talk to me in a complimentary laser coaching session. It's not a sales call. It's a coaching session. And the secrets to success with your website is, I put this on here on purpose because I had a feeling a lot of you wouldn't have websites yet. So this is a one-hour training on the 17 must-haves on your website. You really, 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 really want to listen to this, okay, before you do any web builds at all. So you're much more educated on what you'll need on your website. This is why I don't have to go into too much depth about the website stuff, because that audio really is a great bonus for you. But if you look up top, the way that I've structured my header, I have my opt-in there as well. Now I'm giving away a couple different things. I would think for most of you who don't have a business yet and are still writing your book, it might be too early to give parts of your book as a freebie. What I would suggest, the fastest free thing that you could put in an opt-in right now, and you can change your opt-in later, don't forget. The fastest thing might be just a 30-minute interview or you talking on a call about your book. And this is where you just kind of might talk out the concepts, talk out the stories, and you record it, and then you can use that as a free audio giveaway for people to get interested in the book. And that would be the fastest, easiest, and it's absolutely free to create a free audio like that. You just get on a conference call like we're on today, you press record and go. You can bring a friend and tell them what questions to ask you if you don't know what to say, and they can ask you questions and you can do it interview style. That's the fastest way to create a freebie right now, even if you're in the process of writing your book. Because you know what? As soon as you finish your book, you can go back and re-audio record something else if it doesn't fit anymore. Okay? So, but if you, there's so many different pages that you could have on your book or on your website. I have a book website too. You can just go to loveyourselfsuccessful.com. All it started with was an interest page, and then it started with a sales page for pre-selling the book. It had some testimonials on there because those are one thing. That's another thing that you want to start looking to get endorsements as soon as possible. I wanted some high-powered women entrepreneurs to write for mine, but whatever your book concept is, that's something to – because sometimes it takes a while to get somebody to endorse a book. So that's something you might do even before the book's done. Right, Christine?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you can.
And before we move on, and all of you, because it does Diamond Members, you got my Get Your Book Done program for free. Don't forget, there's the resource in there on how to get endorsements. Like, I walk you through the process step by step and show you how it's
good.
Done. And it's funny because some of you... You know, I think I got 4 requests in my inbox of people sending me exact sort of emails that I was like, I was just telling my business manager, Denise, I said, I think they're reading the How to Get Endorsements, you know, bonus because I'm seeing my exact teaching show up in my own inbox. It's kind of fun. But there are a few more questions coming in here. I do just want to take a quick moment to acknowledge that we're after 1:00 Eastern. And I know that some of you also have diamond, just general diamond calls. But while we have Katrina on today, if you're on the webcast, can you just send in like a real quick note? You know, I just want to get a feel for, do we keep doing this? And, you know, we spend 10 or 15 more minutes and then I go into diamond calls because it feels like a lot of you are getting some good juice out of this. So do we want to just keep going with Katrina or do we want to switch gears here? If you can just type in your notes for me, I would greatly appreciate it. And while I'm waiting to get your responses on the webcast, there was just a quick question, and you touched on it. It's coming in anonymously, so I'm not sure who it is. There's 2 here. One of them is they're asking about, do you create multiple websites, like one for your business and a separate one for a book website? And you just touched on that briefly with you, you know, because we had your main, you have your book site, and then you have your main site. What are your thoughts on that? And then I'll add my thoughts as well.
My thinking is no, not off, right off the bat. Okay, so because my book is Love Yourself Successful and my business is Jumpstart Your Marketing, I needed a different website, in my opinion. Now I'm actually having them come together a little bit more, but in the beginning, they clashed. Their brands clashed. Okay, so I still am getting clarity on how to merge the brands a little bit more with the love and money aspect of it. So if your business is Love Yourself Successful and Love and Money Coaching and your book is Love Yourself Successful, then one site is all you need, right? You just need a book page or a product page and have your book there and showcase the book on the sidebar. If your book is completely different than really what you're building the business about, then you might consider a different website. However, you can create a different page on your current, on one website. You can create different pages that look differently. Okay? So you don't have to have necessarily different websites in order to showcase different brands, in my opinion. Because once you create a new website, then you're looking at new setup, new charges, and all that. And a lot of people in their startup phase don't have a lot of extra cash flow. So I would say one site first, and then if you need different branded or different designed pages, do that. But more than likely, we're talking about building the business around your book here. I did not do that. I built my business first, and then I had a book. And at the next book should be the Jumpstart Your Marketing or Jumpstart Your Business book, of course, because that would make more sense branded wise. But
yep.
It just it's not the way it came out.
Yeah, I totally get it. Makes a lot of sense. I definitely got a lot of feedback from you guys saying, sure, let's go on for a bit longer, stay with Katrina, enjoying chatting with Christina. This is really helpful. Let's do 10 or 15 more minutes. So we're just going to keep going with this before we shift gears. The other question was, you had rattled off very quickly a long list of the different providers for the email services. And someone's asking, they remember that it began with Constant Contact. I'm sure you had MailChimp, AWeber. Can you go through that list a little bit slower for the people who didn't catch it the first time when it whizzed by?
Right. And I would say
Email providers.
Yeah. It's email marketing. So you can send email newsletters and email blasts without, you know, with being spam compliant. I would say Constant Contact is one of the best ones that I would recommend. It's easy to use for non-techie people. It has some really great templates in there. And you can send as many emails as you want throughout the month or the year, and there's no restrictions, which is nice. And it has a great way to house your contacts. So you can actually collect name, email, phone number, address, and a whole bunch of different contact information in there. So it can become your contact database as well. Okay, so if you're not using a shopping cart yet, then that would be my first choice. A lot of people use MailChimp because it works well, supposedly, with WordPress. What I don't like, and I do like, it depends, about MailChimp is that it requires you to do what's called a double opt-in. A double opt-in now is required for those people who opt in from Canada, however. So, you know, it's a good and bad thing. A double opt-in means, you know, they put their name and email in, and then before they get taken to the download page, they have to go confirm the link in their email that they just got that they actually want your stuff. So they have to have two steps to get into your email list. I think it prohibits a lot of people who really want your information right now. They might not be near their email, yet they might be opting in somewhere. But it is becoming more and more required. Like I said, anybody opts in from Canada, you need a double opt-in. So, you know, I'm changing my story on that. But I've not used MailChimp myself. I have some clients that are using it. So that would be one. iContact, the letter I, and then contact is another one that I have personally not used, but I have clients and friends that have used it, that I believe they all do similar things. The other one, AWeber, is a little different. They don't usually have templates in there, as far as I know. They might have some now for email newsletters, but you're going to probably need a virtual assistant or a techie person to design you an email newsletter inside AWeber there, where Constant Contact and a couple of the others have easy click and add information templates, okay? But the thing about AWeber is that you can have more autoresponders. So for right now, if all you're building is an interest list and or you're going to pre-sell your book, you don't need too many different places to put autoresponders. An autoresponder is an auto email. So if you were to put your name and email in my opt-in box, which you can, but that's not required to get the free stuff on the page that I sent you to, then you would get an email autoresponder saying, congratulations, here's your free stuff, go download it now. That's an auto email or an autoresponder. And in Constant Contact and a lot of the other ones, you can set up one auto email. So it's one autoresponder usually. AWeber, you can set up multiple autoresponders. So if you're going to have like three or four different pages, like maybe you have a teleclass over here that you want people to opt in for, you want them to opt in for your regular free gift over here, maybe you want them to opt in for to come and talk to you in a free strategy session over here. So you can have three different opt-in pages. You're going to need three different email autoresponders, if that makes sense. I don't want to overwhelm you, but that's just a simplified That's as simple as I can probably make it, whereas AWeber will allow you multiple auto email streams and series of emails, which you do want different emails to go to those different people if they're opting in for something different. You want to be very specific and targeted with your email messages and your marketing messages. You don't just want to blanket everybody with your blanket message. You want to be specific. Oh, I'm so glad you came in to the page to find out about my Jumpstart webinar, because it's going to tell you all of this and that and this and that, right? And here's the link to go listen to the audio. Versus, oh, I'm so glad you signed up to get my free audio on my book, Love Yourself Successful, because you're going to learn how to blah, 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 blah in this series, right? Totally different messages, so they require different email follow-ups. I hope I didn't make that too confusing.
Nope. I think you got it.
It's the script. The more you hear this stuff, the more it'll make sense. It may not make sense right off the bat if you're new to this kind of lingo and technology. The more you hear it, the more it'll make sense. Trust me, you want to use an approved email marketing software. And it doesn't have to cost a lot of money, $20 a month, maybe. You know, shopping carts are $69 a month for email marketing and to take credit cards. So it doesn't have to cost. This is the cost of doing business, though. This is why we need a budget to know what we're selling, right, so we can afford to have the things we need to have a smooth-running business model.
Yeah. And, again, it depends. I mean, you don't have to do it all now, remember?
No.
You need to know that, like, this is where it can go down the road, but the best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. So for most of you, I shouldn't assume that. For a lot of you, all you need to be thinking about right now is if there were a step that I wanted people to take that led them from my book to my website to engage in giving me their name and email address in exchange for something of value related to the book that's going to help them even more, like, just identify what that is and understand that you'll need a simple one-page opt-in page website. And on the back end, you'll need it connected to one of these different email providers. I, too, have heard great things about MailChimp, and I think it's free for the first 1,000 subscribers or something. That's a great place for you to start so that when someone puts in their name and email, you can send them that message that says, thanks so much for, you know, requesting the free chapter of my forthcoming book. And you deliver a link where they can, you know, read that free chapter. If that, you know, I'm not saying you have to offer that, but some of you I know are. So, yeah. I hope that helps. And someone else is specifying on the website where they can go get the resources from you, Kat, and that is Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, Closer, K-L-O-S, like Sam, E-R, .com, and it's / Katrina, and Katrina is K-A-T-R-I-N-A, so not with a C. I think some of you might have typed in the C. It's K-A-T-R-I-N-A. So ChristineCloser.com/ Katrina with a K. And if you go there, she's got tons of great copy and everything that explains what you're getting on this page. But if you scroll all the way down to the bottom, you're going to see it there, the opt-in box. Get instant access to your 5 free gifts now with your first name, your last name, your email address, and a button to click to send you your gifts. So you do need to scroll all the way to the bottom of that particular page there to see the opt-in. I don't forget who was asking that question, but someone was asking about that.
You don't have to opt-in to get those. Those are just additional things you can get if you opt-in. So.
That's right. The first half of the page, First half of the page, you can just get them, and then bottom half of the page, there's more goodies with the opt-in down there. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Cool.
More build your business.
Then Kaya here out in Ventura says, I'm going to have to re-listen to this one and wondering, how do we have more than one landing page on the same site? That's easy.
It's really easy. It's just a different page on your website. So,
like
if you go to – go ahead. You got a page?
Yes, you can give an example. I was going to just give an example on my site, but you can give one on yours.
Yeah, I have a great webinar if you really want to, you know, it's Katrina Sawa. Once you're on my site now, just go to katrinasawa.com/jumpstart webinar. KatrinaSawa.com. You should already be there if you're on the resource page that she just sent you to. /jumpstart webinar. So that page is on my website, but it doesn't look anything like my website. It's just a landing page, and it's an opt-in page for a free webinar I did. There's a video there talking about what you're going to learn. It gives you a little description of what you're going to learn. It was held a couple weeks ago. I still have to change it to just a recording. If you opt in now, you'll get a link to the replay page. So you'll go straight to the recording page. But this is something you could do. Most people that do these kind of and notice I have a little bio about myself on the bottom. I also have full contact information on the bottom. I do have a way to enter my site. If this is the only page you would have, this is not, you wouldn't have an enter site button, but because I don't want people to be deterred, like if they're not interested in this webinar or don't want to opt in, then they can still go to my regular website and look around. Okay, so that's why that's there. But it also encourages them to contact me if they have questions, right? So full contact information. If you don't put any contact information, people are like, who is this fly by night? What is she doing? Right? And if they don't know who you are or, you know, you don't have. And so this is, just one example. Most, a lot of landing pages, you'll see the opt-in on the very top right-hand corner with a big like button or arrow that says sign up now, right? And then their information is to the left and their opt-in is to the right. You can do that. I designed mine like this, you know, but that's, there's just different ways to do landing pages. So.
Mm-hmm. And but basically,
this is on my website.
For some of you, for some of you who have a, like, you have a main website and then you have a URL specifically for your book, what you would do is you would just have that book URL, like if you're not, don't want to deal with running two different sites, you can have that book URL redirect to your existing website, but to a page that's specific for the book with the book branding. So you don't need a whole other website. You can just go, oh, okay, I just need this URL, and it's going to go specifically to this subpage in my main website. So you're not running two websites.
Then that's what she did with ChristineCloser.com/Katrina. So ChristineCloser.com/Katrina redirected you to my website through her link, right? So it was easy for you to get to, and so it could be branded to her page. And we all do that. It's just an easier way to track it. But, I could have, if this was my book page and I was selling my book here, I could just have loveyourselfsuccessful.com/KatrinaSawa.com/whatever, I called it. Okay. It's that easy. It's super simple. It doesn't cost any money to redirect domain names. You just have to buy the domain name wherever you buy them from GoDaddy or wherever and tell it in there in your account to what page you want it to go to. And then you mark it. You put on your business card. You put on your business card the actual domain name that you own. And please make sure you have an email address that's branded to that. So if your book is, you know, loveyourlife.com, and that's your domain name, loveyourlife.com. Don't have a christinecloser@gmail.com on your business card, please. Have an info@loveyourlife.com or christine@loveyourlife.com, and that doesn't cost you any money either. It's just you do it inside the domain hosting account. You get up to 5 email addresses for every domain name that you buy. So you can have info@admin@support@sales@katrina@christine@, you know, I have my assistant, dortha@jumpstartyourmarketing.com. I have, you know, so you want that branded email. Please, please, please immediately change your business card if you have a Gmail or Yahoo or Hotmail in there and you own a domain name. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. It's so funny. Do you remember that loveyourlife.com used to be my publishing company?
Yes. I know.
And if you go to loveyourlife.com now, it'll just send me to Christine Closer. Yeah, you know. Just need to that transition.
Of course. Another thing about your business card, I was saying earlier, really, really quick, on the back, put the call to action. Don't just put your website. Put what you're giving away as your free gift. So you could put it on your back. So on the back of my card, it actually has the book, my picture of my book, which if you don't have your cover design yet, you don't have to do that. But you can put a picture of a CD or something if you're giving away a free audio and just say, go get your free audio on blankety-blank topic at domainname.com. Okay, so make sure you tell them that they're going to be able to go get a free gift or a free audio when they go to your website. Don't just put the website because they won't know that there's free stuff there. So I would recommend that.
Awesome. Now, we got sidetracked with questions, and I do want to take a few minutes to wrap up. And I can't even recall. Did we cover all of the five steps, or were there any more?
I don't think we did. Define your vision. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I had it up so I wouldn't forget. Define your vision, choose your model, basic business setup, and then jumpstart your marketing, of course, right? And then you got to figure out how to drive traffic to your website and what else to do to market, speak, or network and all that. And then evolve is step number five. What's next? You got to evolve. You got to be open to evolution. It's not rocket science, but you know, I'm telling you, it'll keep you on track. The business model, the business setup, and the marketing are really important. And you can keep changing your vision. You can keep changing your ideas. You can keep adding new concepts. Don't think, be open to it. Christina and I both have had many different ideas and programs and focuses, and, we're not doing too shabby. So...
No, we're not. There have certainly been times I haven't, but thankfully,
I know, me
because
too.
Of the willingness to evolve, you just keep going. You keep being called into more of who you are, and you allow that to show up through the evolution of your business and the way you serve. And a lot of you are experiencing that right now with me. Some of you in the room witnessed this next step of my evolution. And the publishing services company. I mean, we could have the website up. We've got a landing page, right? Transformationbooks.com redirects into Christine Closer to a, information page. But by next week, we could have a website up. And that's because of this final step that Katrina's talking about, which is evolve. Be willing to evolve and grow and expand and respond to that pulse that is pressing you to more expression, more service, more contribution, more abundance, more transformation for yourself and for those that you're here to serve. So I love that we finish up with Evolve. Right up my alley, Kat. Oh, man. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on today and taking the time to chat with everybody and to share with them your wisdom and to share the amazing, bonuses that you have available at christinecloser.com/Katrina, Katrina with a K. Let me just open up my phone lines real here so people can say, I know we've got a bunch of you on webcast, but then we do have a bunch on the phone too, so I'm going to let some of you guys say goodbye to Katrina on the phone, and then we'll wrap up. And just stay tuned, though, because for the next half hour, I'll be doing just straight diamond coaching and answering those questions for you. Let's say goodbye to Kat. Let's see. Lines are open. Okay.
Thanks, Kat.
Bye,
thanks,
Kat.
Katrina.
Thank you so much, both of you. Fabulous information for everybody.
All righty. I'm going to go ahead and mute you. Thank you for the thank yous.
I love it. Thank
and,
you.
Shift gears here.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
I will let you get to work. You're welcome.
Okay.
Thanks, you guys.
Sounds good. All right. Bye, Kat.
Bye.
All right, everyone, stick around because